President Bush is telling the Senate to confirm his Supreme Court nominee, Judge John Roberts, before the High Court's next session begins in October. Mr. Bush is urging fair and civil hearings, but the Beltway grapevine already suggests the confirmation process could get ugly. With that in mind, commentator Clarence Page wants to offer a little advice to the man of the moment.
It's summertime, and a journalist's thoughts turn to Supreme Court appointments? Well, that's what I get for working in Washington. Everybody in town seems to be gossiping, speculating, and laying odds on the new High Court nominee, Federal Appeals Court Judge John G. Roberts, Jr. You may not have heard of him, and that's fine with President Bush, I'm sure. Less fame means fewer critics. But Roberts is well known in Washington legal circles. He has good friends on the moderate left and right. He's smart, an excellent litigator, especially on business and worker issues, and by all accounts, a deep thinker who contains the potential for greatness. And he's a nice guy. He gets along well with people. In his confirmation hearings, he will have to. Just ask Judge Robert Bork. Liberals defeated Judge Bork so soundly that his name has entered the dictionary as a verb, to bork, meaning to put a nominee through a living hell. Bork expressed his thoughtful conservative views with candor and straight talk. We haven't seen much of either at confirmation hearings ever since. When Clarence Thomas, for example, was asked what he thought about Roe versus Wade, he said he really hadn't thought about it. Nobody in the room believed that, but the Senate confirmed him anyway. It's hard to derail an appointee for what he says he hasn't thought about, even if he should have been thinking about it. Abortion rights groups have already criticized Judge Roberts. He once argued before the court that Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided, but that was in a brief for the Bush administration. It was not necessarily his personal opinion. During his appeals court confirmation hearings 2 years ago, he told Sanders he thought Roe v. Wade was the settled law of the land. There's nothing in my personal views, he said, that would prevent me from fully and faithfully applying that precedent. He has argued 39 times before the Supreme Court, but he's advocated for liberal and conservative positions. That troubles some skeptics on the right, especially the organized religious right. They don't want another David Souter or Sandra Day O'Connor, both conservatives who evolved into liberal voters on many decisions. The right wants another Clarence Thomas, who famously declared, I ain't evolving. And so far, he hasn't. Chances look good for Roberts' confirmation, experts say, unless there's a surprise. Surprises do happen. When President Reagan appointed appeals court Judge Douglas H. Ginsburg, he looked good, too, until he admitted he'd smoked marijuana years earlier. It turned out that quite a few legislators had tried marijuana, too, but they were not nominees for the Supreme Court. My best advice for Roberts is to be yourself. Be friendly, be cooperative, be authoritative. And whatever else you do, don't let anybody know what you really think. That's how confirmation works in Washington these days, and it probably won't change anytime soon.
Clarence Page is a nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune.